Back on Monday, Governor Cuomo announced the creation of a new state agency with a special prosecutor and inspector general. It will investigate cases of abuse of the mentally and physically disabled by state-employed caregivers. The governor is seeking other reforms in what he calls a systematic breakdown of protections for people with developmental disabilities, mental illness, and traumatic brain injuries. While legislative leaders attended that announcement and said it warranted more discussions, they did not commit immediately to Cuomo's proposed legislation. Union leaders, whose members in several state agencies would be affected by the changes, also indicated they were open to dialogue. Perhaps in response to that lukewarm reaction, the governor now says he'll have his commissioners crisscross the state in a 7-week campaign. He says it will motivate rank-and-file New Yorkers to tell the Senate and Assembly to adopt the governor's plan.
And I am thoroughly convinced when the people of the state hear these facts, they're going to support it overwhelmingly. The people will have no tolerance for what's been going on.
And Cuomo says lawmakers who are arguing that they want to talk more about specifics of the legislation and unions that are wary that some members might not be treated fairly by some of the proposed new rules are both wrong on the facts.
The devil isn't in the details on this. The devil is in the abuse in this. The devil is in the delay in this. It's not about the details.
Many cases of abuse of mentally and physically disabled people in state care were documented in a series by the New York Times. The series was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize, but Cuomo denies that the paper stories had any influence on his policymaking, though he says they were well done. Cuomo's dedication to passing reforms for care of the developmentally disabled is in contrast to his efforts on some other end-of-session issues, including raising the minimum wage and public financing of campaigns. The governor says he backs campaign finance reform and has in the past been for a minimum wage increase, but he's adopted a more fatalistic attitude about the success of those two issues in the legislature. He says that while Assembly Democrats support the measure, Senate Republicans do not, and the governor has not said he'd try to convince anyone to change their minds. When asked Wednesday about his priorities for the end of the session, Cuomo mentioned a resolution on how to make teacher evaluations public and a cleanup of the troubled New York Racing Association, or NYRA, which oversees horse racing, among other things.
We have a number of items that we're trying to get done. We're trying to get a teacher evaluation bill passed. We're trying to get something on NYRA possibly done, a NYRA reform package done. Although that's somewhat preliminary, we're trying to negotiate a prescription drug abuse bill. It's a big issue, especially on Long Island. We're trying to get a cyberbullying bill done.
But Cuomo did not mention a minimum wage increase or public financing of campaigns. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.